Blog Talk Radio.
Just follow the beat. For real, you can feel the excitement in the air. Leave your worries behind and just forget about your cares. Grab a Frank at Fenway and see a soft game. Cause sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name. Don't forget, finding a spot shouldn't be hard. Cause you can always park your car at Harvard Yard. Stop by the aquarium to watch the dolphins swim, or chill down at the harbor and watch the ships come in. Oh yeah, like Paul Revere, keep it moving, then I'm out. Eyes squinting from the glare on top of the State House. No doubt, baby.
Good morning, Blog Talk listeners. This is Tom Hayes from Beantown, USA. And this is our first Beantown Pals radio show starring Bucky and Betty and all of the other great characters that live in Beantown, Beantown. Not Beantown, USA. Beantown, Beantown is Beantown, Beantown. This is Beantown, USA, Boston, Massachusetts, where the show originates. And it is a beautiful Saturday morning, and we're so excited because Bucky and Betty have been preparing for this for a long time. And my special guest host today is Beantown's number one opera star, Enzo Cannellini. Let's see, Enzo, are you here? Enzo, where did you go, Enzo? Oh, there he is.
Buongiorno, signore Thomas. Enzo Cannellini. I am the great impresario and the new maestro of the Beantown Opera House. I'm so happy that you have me on the show. I know it's so popular in Beantown and you are such a big star, but I'm going to bring such good stuff to Beantown. Such good singing will make you cry.
Enzo, where are you calling in from today? I know you travel all over the world to do your opera. And what city in the world are you today?
I'm in Roma, where I come from, where I first discovered some of the greatest opera stars in the whole world. Signor, perhaps you've heard of some of the most famous stars, like Signor Paravini. He's probably
yes.
His great work in opera. Oh, he's retired now, but I discovered him. He was 16 years old. He was standing outside the Vatican. He was selling a fruit, and instead of just putting a sign up that says, "Hey, buy my fruit," he was there saying, "Apples and apples for you. It's so good, they make you cry." It was a wonderful man. I made him a big star. Now he's an impresario. I find these singers. I bring them here to Beantown. I teach them how to train their voices to be big stars, and I make them stars in the Beantown Opera House. Already I am preparing this season a fabulous, fabulous new opera never heard before anywhere in the world.
What would that be?
I will call
it. Do you have a name for it?
The name will be, well, first I'll tell you, it's the story of two sisters, Susie and Sally, and they make these two boys, a Jack and a Joe, and they it's about the love story between the two sisters and the two brothers. I'm calling it Beans and Friends.
That is a great name. Great name, Beans and Frank. So it would be, did you say Joe and Jack and Joe Frank?
Jack
and Sally
Frank,
and Susie.
And Susie and see, you get what we call these Beans and the Franks. It'll be big hit, see. I bring the opera here so everyone can hear. It's the Beans at the best. They can pass every test. This is going to be so great. I cry now. I cry for the music, the beauty of Beantown. It's going to be so good. Beans and Franks will be sung for 100 years. of the world.
I am hoping, I'm so hoping that we get to actually hear some of the music from that sometime that we can play on the radio show. Now, just before we...
As it becomes a reality, we will do that. Because already, though, I have many stars that I found, many right here in the town. And, you know, half of the cast has already been chosen. And so far, most of them are already half-baked. So this makes them even better.
Good. Well, we can't wait till they're fully baked, yes. Now, so that the boys and girls and our listeners out there get to know a little bit about you. You are Enzo Cannellini from the Cannellini family.
Si, one of the most famous opera families. Signore, but we are big beans in Italy. I'm so sorry. I make a fool of myself. I'm so sorry, but I forgot what we're talking about. I'm so embarrassed to do that. But you know,
Enzo, you know, we totally understand because that, after all, what is a bean other than a little gassy once in a while? And go ahead, Enzo.
We have actually, because of most of our beans are half-baked and because we're all beans, sometimes we have to incorporate some of this sound effects in the show, in my new show, Beans and Franks. There is a little problem, of course, if we incorporate all of those sounds in the show, the audience might need air conditioning turned up louder, I'm sorry, my English is not so good yet.
You're doing well. And Franks and Beans, you know, people will have to expect those noises and accompany them.
My goodness, I don't know what's going on today. I was up late. Maybe I'm a little gassy today. I'm so sorry. But I won't do this. I'm so sorry. I'm the big show like this, and I'm letting you down. I am so happy to be on the famous Tom Hayes show here in Beantown. And
Hayes, Tom Hayes, yes.
Hayes.
I'm the host. Well, Enzo, I looked up on, you know, because we have Google in here, and I looked up Cannellini beans, and this is the description. Would you like to hear us?
Si, please.
Okay, yes. Well, cannellini beans are large and have that traditional kidney shape. Now, would that describe you?
That describes me and my swimming pool back home as well.
Oh, okay. You have and it adds that with a slightly nutty taste and mild earthiness. And you seem, from what I've seen in your films and in your opera, I think you do display a little nuttiness and earthiness.
Well, I'm not at the top of the tree yet, but I sometimes I'm a little nutty, and I'm very earthy. I play sometimes with the children in the mud, and sometimes, you know, we get a little dirty, and we get earthy, and...
We even heard a little earthiness just a second ago there. Now, it also says that you have a relatively... Yeah, I know. A relatively thin skin and tender, creamy flesh. They hold their shape well and are one of the best white beans... for salads and ragu. I don't want to scare you there with that, but some of the humans... enjoy. Enzo, excuse me. I hate to be rude, but why don't we go down to Beantown and see what Bucky and Betty are up to?
Would that be okay? The Betsy and Bits, the Big Baby and Buddy and Buckley. What's their name? I'm sorry.
Bucky, Bucky and Betty, or Betty and Bucky. You can say it either way.
They're the two main characters. I love them. They're my favorite. I'm sorry. Excuse my English. It's still not so good, but I'd like to hear them talking.
Okay, let's go down and see what they're up to. Is that all right?
That's so good
Here
for
we
me.
Go. Hang on.
Oh, my goodness, what happened?
Hello, boys and girls. Well, it's another day in Beantown. Bucky's been at the garage all day, and he's tired, and he's also been dying for an ice cream, his favorite ice cream. Let's listen in as he calls Betty at the Double Dip.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Betty from the Double Dip. How can I help you?
Hey, Betty, this is great. I was hoping you were going to answer. Hi, yeah, it's Bucky.
Oh, my gosh. You never call the Double Dip. And I answer the phone. What are the chances of that?
I always told you, Betty, it's special. What we have is special. And I don't have any other... I don't know how to say this because I don't want to sound too goofy. But, you know, we have the best relationship. I don't have any other relationship like the one I have with you.
Look, I'm glad you say this, but it's really busy. It's a Double Dip. This is the big ice cream day. And I'm serving your favorite ice cream, Bucky. I wanted to tell you that. Your favorite. I'm serving it to everyone.
Chocolate, double, triple, chocolate, double, dip. Yeah.
Yeah, the one you told me not to tell anybody, remember? It was so special, I thought, I have to share it with everyone.
Well, Betty, that's the whole point. I told you it was my favorite, but that was our secret. And, you know, because we have a special I don't tell everybody. I don't tell anybody about our special relationship or my favorite. What is it? So tell me, what's happening? What do you mean you're serving my favorite?
Well, I just thought that, you know, you made up the ice cream, and it ended up being so good and it was your favorite. And I thought, wow, wouldn't that be great if I shared your favorite with everyone?
Yeah, but Betty, I told you it was my favorite because every time I want to be able to show that when I get there, that my favorite ice cream that I love to eat will always be available to me because it's my favorite at the Double Dip. And now, what did you do? You went out and you gave it to everybody.
Well, could you hold on 1 minute, Bucky? I have to give Dougie one. Dougie's waiting in line right now, and I told him I was going to give him a triple chocolate, double shotted of the chocolate with a chocolate swirl, just the way you love it. You like it, the chocolate.
Wait, hold on, Bucky. Oh, I can't believe this. This is just too much. I told her, I said, this was my favorite ice cream, and I didn't want it because I wanted it to be there every time I went.
Come back,
Bucky.
Dougie loves.
What do you mean, Dougie?
Dougie really loves your secret favorite ice cream.
Betty, what do you mean, Dougie? Dougie, what's Dougie doing here?
Well, Dougie is going to the races, and he's going to race you tomorrow. And I thought, wouldn't that be nice if he could have an ice cream, your favorite, to race you tomorrow? And you both could, come over and get ice cream, and you could both be energized for the race tomorrow.
Dougie's eating my chocolate dip favorite ice cream. Dougie, of all beans?
Yeah, and he couldn't believe that I gave out your secret recipe ice cream.
But Betty, he's one of the people I'm racing against. I gotta beat him.
Yeah, well, isn't this neat that you both have the same, you'll be able to, had your secret ice cream.
No, that's not neat. That's not neat that Dougie's eating my favorite ice cream, Betty. I'm starting to get a little perturbed. You understand, perturbed?
Well, you know, Bucky, that you should share that ice cream with people.
Well, sharing is good. You're right. Sharing is very important, but not my favorite. That's the whole point. You could have shared strawberry and given them strawberry, but not my chocolate, just my favorite. You shouldn't have done that, Betty. Strawberry could have been good enough for Dougie.
Oh, Rocky's here. Wait, hold on. Hold on the phone. Rocky just came through the door.
God,
hold on. I got
to
give him some ice cream.
Is this really happening to me? Dougie's eating my favorite ice cream, and now she's talking to Rocky. Both guys I'm going to be racing against, the both of these guys tomorrow. And there's always she's the one. I should have never told her that was my favorite. I thought I could trust her with my favorite. Where the heck is she?
Hey! Oh, wow, Rocky. And I gave Rocky a... Because I know Rocky races against you too, but I didn't make him pay for his. I told him it was a special treat for him, for me.
Wait a minute. Rocky just got a free Bucky favorite ice cream.
Yeah. So Rocky got Bucky's favorite ice cream. And he's eating it with Dougie right now. The two guys that are going to race you tomorrow
in
the
race. Yeah, but that's the point, Betty.
We're, like, sharing with him.
It's
like a special day.
Yeah, but it's
Bucky, you need to come down to the double dip and eat ice cream with these guys.
I'm not coming over there. I'm going to go somewhere else. I was all excited, but now, Betty, you kind of ruined my day. Is there any left of my favorite?
Hold on, I'll go check.
Gee, are you Bucky? We still got two guys, Rocky and Dougie, eating my ice cream.
Oh, Bucky, the ice cream's all gone.
My favorite. Double chocolate chip.
But there's vanilla. And there's strawberry.
I hate vanilla.
I could put some chocolate in the strawberry for you.
Betty, why not?
Because you know how you love chocolate.
Betty, I gotta go. I'll see you later.
You can even have a banana split.
Betty, I gotta get going. I'm gonna.
How about a vanilla with an ice cream cone?
No, that's okay, really. Thanks.
A sugar cone?
No, Betty, I'm going. I gotta go. I'm gonna go over to Kim's.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, she always Kim. Well,
does she want to come over and have a banana split with you, Bucky?
You know, well, I'm going there because Kim always keeps a gallon of my favorite chocolate chip in her freezer. And so I'm going to go over there and get some there.
Bucky.
I'll see you later.
Bye, Bucky. I got to go.
Me too.
Well, boys and girls, that certainly was exciting, wasn't it? Poor Bucky. Hard day's work at the Beantown Garage. Dying for his favorite ice cream all day. Calls Betty, and what happened? Betty sold all of his ice cream into two beans he's really not very fond of, Rocky and Doug. Well, stay tuned. It's going to get interesting.
Enzo! Enzo!
Poor Bucky.
Enzo, I see that we have a caller. I'm hoping it's Betty. Betty, are you on the line?
Hey, this is Betty.
Señorina Betty, I am so happy to meet you. As they come a star in their language, that means how you doing. Hey, are you Betty? I'm so happy the ice cream lady is on the phone with me. We have ice cream in where I come from. And, you know, I am the big opera star and now the impresario here at the Beantown Opera House. But, Betty, I got ice cream. We call in Roma gelato. Gelato, and we got a different. You got good flavors. We got like eggplant ice cream. We call gelato. The eggplant gelato. We got calamari gelato. That's a squid. You know, the squid like looks like a octopus. We got that. We got all kinds, but no, we don't have a double dip. But we got the triple dip. The triple dipper, that very big gelato here, that I am so happy to meet an expert on American ice cream like you, Betsy. And,
Betty.
These are new names for me because, you know, we don't have these in my country. But I am happy to be talking now with these people. I like to
Let's see what Betty is. We just played the story of you and Bucky at the double dip. And Bucky was on his way over. Now, Bucky said he'd stop by a little. I wanted to have Bucky actually come into the studio in a little bit. But why don't you tell the boys and girls?
Hey, guy, I'm sorry. I can't totally understand what you're saying because I'm on my roller skates practicing right now. And I didn't really get everything you were saying because I'm kind of in a dark tunnel and I'm practicing for the double dip derby tonight.
Wow. So this is roller derby evening tonight. Is that right?
Yeah, and right now I have a flashlight and I'm going through. Wait, hold on.
Okay, we'll wait here. Well, this is MJ. What's going on, Betty?
Well, oh
okay?
My gosh, my flashlight, the light keeps coming on and off and on and off, and I'm going through this dark tunnel in Beantown, and I kind of lost where I'm going. I'm really confused. Yeah.
Well, are you okay? I mean, do we need to call maybe Officer Lima to come and find you, save you? Are you all right?
Yeah, I put the GPS on my Bean phone, and it seems to kind of got me down some like a sewer pipe in town.
Well, you know, be careful
really
down there.
It smells in here.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of gas in Bean Town lately. Betty,
yeah,
be careful now.
I think I took the wrong turn because now my roller skates are really stuck in some really stinky muck.
Uh-oh. Yeah,
I'm not really roller skating. I'm not really roller skating right now.
Betty, what I want to tell you.
Is there any way that you could get a hold of Bucky?
Well, Bucky's supposed to, wait a minute, I think Bucky's, oh, look at that, Enzo, that's Bucky on the other side of the glass there. He's trying
Bucky,
to get through the door.
Bucky's going to come here. Bucky, you're coming this way, Bucky.
Bucky,
you walk right through the door. You're supposed to open up the glass.
Wow.
What's wrong with you, Bucky? You okay?
Was I supposed to open the door? I didn't know if
Bucky,
that glass was just.
You're going to hang yourself doing that. You okay?
I was in a hurry to get in. I'm sorry, Enzo. It's nice to see, you know, to hear from you. But is Betty on the line?
Bucky, I took a wrong turn.
Where are you, Betty? I've been looking for you all morning.
I'm practicing for the roller derby tonight, and I started roller skating. I put my GPS phone on my Bean phone, and then I took a left after the bakery, and now I'm in a really long tunnel, and I'm stuck some kind of really stinky muck.
But Betty, you got to be careful because, you know, that's if you're anywhere near Succotash Swamp, you know what's going. You know that.
Yeah,
that's where
I'm
Vane and
there.
You know that's where Vane and Muncher hang out, and you know they're always looking to get into trouble. You know, and it's
yeah,
not
it's really
very far
dark
from
in here.
Is your flashlight totally out? Does that mean you're totally in the dark?
No, it keeps coming on and off, but my roller skates are all dirty now, and it's going to take me a long time to clean them off. Because the roller derby is tonight, Bucky.
Betty, why don't
Bucky,
you...
Bucky, you're going to help a Betty? You're going to help a Betty get out of this muck?
I'm
a
trying to do
in here. Town. I don't know where this place is.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to... That's
Bucky,
what I want you to find
ahead. I see something coming up.
Okay, well, that's what I want you to do, Betty.
It's
I want
really
you to
mucky in here.
I know, Betty. You're in a swamp. You got to get out of here. Go ahead.
It's
why don't you start heading for
the wrong turn?
Yeah, why don't you start heading for the light, Betty? Can you do that?
Is there light?
Uh-oh, I don't know if we've lost her. What, Betty? Are you there?
Oh no!
What'd you do now?
Something.
I
fell in it. Oh.
Are you in the mud?
The mud is all over my bottom.
Oh boy,
this is not a good practice day.
This is. It's not a good, well, you know, Enzo was talking about playing in the mud earlier, but this is not good for you, Betty. I mean, you've got to do a roller derby tonight. Enzo,
yeah, you know.
Can you try to, go ahead.
Bucky, I even did my nails for the roller derby, and they were really looking really good, and now I think I broke a nail.
Betty, this is terrible.
Betty, you better watch
this. Is there any way you could get a hold of Offer Selena? Lima?
I'm gonna put in a call. You just wait there. All right, and I'll tell Officer Lima. I know what was the last building you saw before you went into the, or were there any buildings you saw before you went into that tunnel?
Well, I first was in Beantown, and I was going down the main street of Beantown, and then I don't know. I just took a right where the bakery was, and then I just kept going down the street. And then I thought, wow, this is really cool, because I was really doing good. I was doing spins, and I was going up on this curb and down on the curb. And then I saw, like, this nice tunnel, but now it's really dark, and now it's all swampy, and now my roller skates are all dirty, and my nails broken.
I understand, Betty, but, from what you're telling me, you were very close to the Pig Out Cafe. You realize that.
Uh-oh. And what's the Pig Out Cafe?
Betty, tell Enzo what the Pig Out Cafe is. Are you there, Betty?
These are the girls that I'm going to be competing tonight. Gloria, Glenda, and Gladys, the 3 G's. We're roller derbying against them tonight. If they catch me near the junk food cafe, they're going to think I'm spying on them.
Why did you go down there, Betty? I thought I told you not to go down there without me because it could be dangerous. You know that Glenda, Gloria, and Gladys, they want to hurt you, Betty. I don't know if you realize that.
Well, I didn't want to go, but yeah, I was practicing on my roller skates, and the next thing I know, I'm singing, and I'm enjoying my thing, and then I end up in this tunnel.
Betty, just pull yourself together. And so, could you sing maybe a little song, a little opera thing? Could you sing something to Betty to calm her down?
Would you like to hear something about the Beantown and the one I sent to you earlier?
Anything right now. Just sing something to calm her down, because
right.
Music is
great. Right. Just something I make just to tell everyone about the new opera house.
Enzo, hurry up and sing. Poor Betty's getting one
nervous
down here.
I bring the opera here so everyone can hear. It's the beans at the best. They can pass every day. And you'll love to hear them. Come and you can see them. Come to the Beantown of Cows.
My Gator Bean drink.
Well, Betty,
Signora, Becky, you gotta get the señorita, the señora, Becky, you gotta get her out of the mud.
I'm gonna get a hold of Officer Lima. Betty, you just stay there, okay? And I'm gonna get a hold of Officer Lima, and we're going to come over and get you, but whatever you do, be careful. You know, we don't want, Gladys, Gloria, and Glenda to find out where you are, or even Zane and Munches. So can you just hang tight, Betty?
Right now, I'm just sitting making sure my nails are all right, and I'm eating my chips.
I'm just gonna sit here
and wait because my roller skates are too dirty to move. They're stuck in the mud. I need a lot of help.
Betty, whatever you do, don't move. I'm gonna get out of here. Let me see. I'm just gonna make my way through. Well, how do I get? Okay, I'm just headed over here.
Okay,
all right, I'm gonna go.
I gotta go.
I'm sorry. I gotta go.
Okay. Oh, is this the way out? Is this the way out over here?
Bucky, you did it again. I think you walked through the glass door again.
Hey, geez, I stepped out for a little bit here, Enzo, and
Bucky, he's walking through the glass door once, and then he walked through the glass door again, and poor Betty, she's stuck somewhere. Nobody knows where she is. I'm so worried she can't get back to make the ice cream with his gelato. She's stupid at gelato, wow. And I'm so worried. I cry, and I don't know what to do or not.
Enzo, we have run out of time. The show is over, and this is very unfortunate because we don't know where Betty is. We'll have to wait till next week. Can you join us next week when we come back to the show and find out how Betty's doing?
I'm very busy. I'll be rehearsing the new opera we talked to Beans and Franks, but I'll make the time because I think I have to know what happens to getting to Betty.
We got to find out what happens to Betty. All right. Boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in to Beantown. That's our first show. Come back, please, next week. Same
ciao,
time.
Ciao.
Same
ciao,
channel.
Everybody. Ciao, ciao.
Just follow the beat. For real, you can feel the excitement in the air.